Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi on Kaya 959.
Lots that's happening in the news headlines, and we pick up with the fact that Mango Airlines, which is a subsidiary of South African Airways, SAA, you might recall just a few months ago, announced the fact that a private partner is looking to buy up an interest in them, majority interest. Well, Mango Airlines has confirmed that it has gone into business rescue. And this was announced by the interim CEO, Thomas Hokolo, who himself was just recently appointed in April of this year as the new CEO of that airline. To help us understand more about the story, we joined by aviation expert Guy Leach. Guy, always a pleasure to speak to you, even though it always happens to be at such difficult times for the aviation industry.
Yeah, hi, Gugu. Nice to be with you. Well, yes, indeed. And I think that most people think that the pushing Mango into business rescue is a long overdue thing. In fact, Mango should probably have been put into business rescue at the same time as SAA and the other two subsidiaries. So it's really been a long, painful walk. And as we probably all know, Mango staff haven't been paid for now two months.
Quite concerning, and perhaps going back to that point, why now? Is business rescue the only option to have this organization survive?
Yeah, I think it is. The real problem is that the government has allocated 860, possibly 890 million rand to bail out Mango, but the money's not going to be made available unless there's a clear path to recovery. In other words, a business plan. And you can't have a business plan without a business rescue process in this case, because they're going to have to make serious compromises with creditors. At a quick summation, the airline is in debt to the tune of about 5 to 6 billion rand. So it has to find a way to wiggle out of a lot of those creditors and really find a way to keep itself going. For that, it needs the protection of business rescue.
In terms of business rescue, we are aware that Comair also found itself going under business rescue procedures, which it came out of successfully earlier on this year. What's the likelihood then that Mango Airlines is likely going to survive?
Yeah, well, the big question is political will. And not only that, but the role of Lyft. Lyft is the other airline, which was started in December by Gidon Novak, who is now the CEO of the Dakota Consortium, which actually owns, is the majority shareholder now, the strategic equity partner, as they call it, in SAA, and thus also controls Mango. Now, Lyft is already a low-cost carrier airline and now competes directly with Mango. So the question remains, which airline must survive, either Lyft or Mango? It looks like at this stage the odds are in favor of Lyft. Where does it go to from here? The reality is that the market is massively overtraded right now with FlySaf Air, which has continued. We've got Comair Kalula, which, as you mentioned, has emerged from business rescue, but it's still operating as just a shadow of itself. And then Air Link has gobbled up a whole lot of its domestic routes, so there's not much space left in the market for Mango.
That raises a lot of concerns because, as you say, a lot of it does really speak to political will and the future sustainability of the aviation industry. If travel had to open up and lockdown restrictions had to be abated, would that play any role in the likelihood and outcomes of Mango's survival?
Yes, well, obviously the move back towards level 3 is an enormous relief for all local airlines. But what we're really looking for is the return of international travel. And the South African vaccine rollout has been notably slow. And we're still really pretty much red-listed by many countries. So international tourism is not going to return much before the end of the year, if that. An airline like Mango still needs international tourists, because although it's a domestic carrier, it provides an essential feeder role to bring tourists, from Johannesburg to Durban or Bloemfontein or Cape Town and so on. So the level of traffic is still much reduced, in the order of two-thirds of what it is normally. The market's very constrained, not much gap for Mango to get back into the market. And I need to just comment on that as regards SAA's return to flying. I see a release by Thomas Kokolo just an hour to go, saying that they're only going to do really cargo at this stage.
So that again talks about the kind of traffic that we should be anticipating, but if there are not too many travellers, then this just increases the pressure on the environment. As we wrap up though, Guy, the talent pool, as you mentioned, staff have not been able to be paid by Mango Airlines in the last 2 months, and we've certainly lost a great deal of talent within the aviation space. Is there any hope to retain this talent and allocate it to other spaces, or what's currently unfolding now, as we understand, with the lost talent in the aviation space?
Well, the real fear is that the business rescue process is going to be used to decimate the ranks of the pilots at Mango, as happened to SAA, where the pilots were reduced from, let's say, 500 to just 88. And the same could happen at Mango. That talent will probably be lost or probably the bulk of that talent will be lost. But the real problem is that in 2 years' time, there's going to be a massive shortfall of pilots, and it'll make it extremely difficult for the airlines to then start recruiting again. So the important thing is for the airlines to try and keep the staff or the pilots and the other talent on board, even if it's just on a sort of a low-based retainer salary, while they survive the next year or two. Yeah, but as I said, the question is, will Mango even survive? And I'm afraid I don't have an easy answer to that question.
It's a tough one. Well, I could throw in more questions in there. Should they get bought out by a private equity stakeholder? Should they, you know, get absorbed into SAA once again? Well, there are many outcomes. But as you say, unless the appetite for travel is there, the outcomes become so much more difficult to call when it comes to the survival of Mango, which at one point, believe it or not, was actually the shining jewel of the crown within SAA, and as was actually one of the operations that remained incredibly positive and profitable despite the pressure points that SAA was under through SAA Technical and, of course, SAA Flights. But we'll leave it there for today with Guy Leach, aviation analyst, who's joined us today to give us an update on Mango Airlines confirming that they will enter into business rescue.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.